only if I put it in your mouth.
That's what she said.
That's what he said. Guess what, you guys? We are joined by two podcast superstars for our series. Would you guys please introduce yourself once again?
Are we going by our... No, okay.
No, you guys, we know what... Go by whatever...
I'm being adults this time. I'm going to go by my regular...
You have to actually...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm Amanda, and I am a grown-up.
I'm Anne, and I'm a grown-up sometimes.
Okay, why are you guys like... So, actually, that's... Why don't we go around, like we're in preschool, and say what you do for a living? Yeah, I think for a living is a good way to put it.
For an income?
For an income, I like that better.
Who's starting me? Okay, for my income, I work as a supervisor in the call center for Planned Parenthood of Los Angeles.
Oh, supervisor now. You fancy, huh?
I'm fancy, huh? Which means that basically...
Yeah, I was just wondering.
I've literally been doing the same job for 4 years now.
Yeah, but a supervisor? You've been a supervisor for 4 years?
Well, technically, I'm like... Technically, that's a fancy word for it. Really, I'm a... They call me a senior.
You guys, that's all clap for her.
No, that's not. Thank you.
I didn't know you were a supervisor. You just, like, went big time.
I'm really not. It's not fancy at all. Let's remember it's in a call center, so it's not that fancy. I take a lot of phone calls about sex. And I...
Wait, do you get awkward sex phone calls?
Yes. That's every basically
phone call
all of my
Parenthood
job.
Is going to be an awkward
yes,
call.
That's
know who's calling Planned Parenthood. They'd be like, you guys are doing a great job. Nothing awkward here.
Yeah, that call has never happened. Nothing awkward here. Move on. I talk about sex a lot at my job on the phone. And... I also train new people, sort of, sometimes, and I do a lot of administrative work, and I listen to recorded calls to make sure everybody's doing a good job, which 98% of the time nobody is. Yeah.
I did not know you were a supervisor. This is amazing.
It's really not that fancy. Anyway, I talk about sex for a living, awkwardly.
I'm Anne, and I am a prop master in the industry. But currently working as a set dresser on different shows and pilots.
I thought you almost said different strokes.
Different strokes.
And I was like...
but it's different strokes in Van Nuys.
different strokes.
Everyone says Van Nuys. I always think of Chatsworth more. Chatsworth and Woolen Hills.
No, when I worked at
capitals.
A porn company, it was in Van Nuys.
Oh, okay. Legit. All
right. Legit. I did.
I guess it's going to be everywhere, technically.
That's very awkward.
It's not about sharing. It's about pulling things
Karen,
out of each other's hands.
Awkwardly sitting like this.
If we make this tall enough, you don't have to hold it at least.
Literally to hear to pick up well has to be like here. It's all good.
You
really want to be like, so hey.
I'm not comfortable with you holding it.
That's what he said. And I don't think you guys heard that, but she said she's not comfortable with me holding it. This is even weirder. So you guys... Shireen, what do you do for a living?
You guys listened to a whole episode about that. I work at a park. Apparently, I should get really ambiguous in case I start dropping F-bombs.
Oh my god, you dude. Okay, this is weird. I can't do this. I'm gonna get a bad back. I am a producer, and I currently work at KQED, where I do line producing and I do budgets. For science-related stuff, except right now we're developing a reality show.
Can I be in said reality show? What is it about?
Well, I don't want to say too much because it has to be a little hush-hush, but it's surrounding Mars. Oh. And can you survive in Mars?
Oh, never mind.
Oh,
I take it back.
That's the movie I just...
I can't
movie that
say.
I just decided not to do. That my friend Eve is doing the production of the trip to Mars. And it's like the real life
Wait,
thing.
Eve's going to Mars.
Yes, she is.
Like
next
total
week.
Recall. Total Recall.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, so let's start with this question before it just goes all over the place. Do you feel like you behave or you present yourself like an adult in your workplaces or your place of work, rather? That sounded awkward. Workplaces.
I behave as adult as I'll ever behave.
What does that mean?
Well, like, I remember the meeting, one of my coworkers, he would come, he only comes like once a week, But I'd be drinking at a Starbucks, and then I'll, you know, half an hour later, I'd be like, hey, da, 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 da. Oh, I'm tired. And then I just sit there and I slump over and I complain about my crush. Now, would I do that in front of like a CEO of somebody? Probably not.
Are you just saying that's your work environment is very relaxed? That's why you're like that?
I guess that is technically what I'm saying, but... Oh, yeah, never mind. You're right. That is the point I'm making. Never mind.
No, I mean...
I guess I act accordingly.
Oh, you act accordingly to your environment, but do you ever, like, wish you acted more like a different... More like a different way, whatever that means?
Not in the sense of adult versus... Not adult. Like, younger youth.
Ladies over there?
Well, I feel like I act... basically like my normal self, but I do work with a lot of people who are younger, significantly younger than me. One of my coworkers actually calls me granny.
And do you knit at work?
No.
Oh, then
no,
I'm confused.
But I made a joke one time. It's a long story. But anyway, I work with a lot of people who are in their early 20s, which I am significantly older than that. And I feel like I act like my regular self, but I did recently learn that a lot of my coworkers are scared of me. Which is maybe not, so I don't know that that means I'm an adult or that that's a good thing, but yeah, a lot of them are younger, and even the ones who are older than me are, I don't know how to put this lightly, but a lot of the ones who are older than me who are, they're just not super bright. So I feel like I'm normal, but I'm good at my job and I'm smart and I'm, you know, I'm capable in that role, and that sort of intimidates people, sometimes, I've learned recently.
Two things. So one, I just went to a training. No. Keep your mic because this is directed at you.
Okay.
But I just went to a training and apparently, like, so people were just randomly changing seats after lunch and I don't play that shit. Like, I'm like, no, this is my seat for the day.
Right.
We could change it tomorrow, but yeah. 5 days, whatever.
Once you're established,
but this is my seat
that
for
day.
The day.
Yeah.
And I never really had to, you know, I usually showed up on time. It wasn't an issue. But then one time I came back and there was this girl in my seat and I was just kind of staring at her, and she looks up, and she's like, oh, am I in your seat? And I was like, yeah, it's okay. I'm going to go get water. But, you know, eventually
and by that, I mean, you're
going
to be gone when I come back.
And I didn't even think about it. I was just like, I assumed she wasn't even trying to, like, sit there. I just was like, oh, yeah, I'll be back. And then she moved, and then the other girl was like, yeah, she's moving because we're scared of you. And I was like, yeah, all right, legit, whatever gets you out of my seat. I don't give a crap. Like...
So
I don't know
it.
Why you're scared of me, but then later on, we were doing evaluations of people's presentations, and I was just like, can someone hand this? I can't hand it to the person, and they'll know it's mine. And they're like, what's wrong with that? And I was like, I don't want to critique someone and let them know it's me. And then they both, like, they're two people just sat in quiet, and they were like, how is that any different from what you've been doing all week?
Whoa. Ayo.
Love it. I was like, I don't like to critique people at the professional level.
Because you were filling out the form anonymously, but then they wanted you to just hand it to
yeah,
you.
And I was just like, no, I can't do that. I did give someone kind of a scathing review because I thought we were supposed to be harsh, and apparently not.
Constructive criticism.
Yeah, exactly. Not a scathe. I should just say I did not do the all excellence.
Right, yeah.
You know, I was actually feeling like, oh, you kind of missed that. And really, you know, but apparently that was wrong.
That's what you've been doing all week anyway.
Apparently. So... I don't think it has anything to do with adult versus not adult because I've been getting this from like 18 people have been telling me they're scared of me.
Sometimes I think that people, because I do something similar at work. I'm in a role where I have to sort of criticize people sometimes. Mm. And sometimes I think that if you don't just let people get by with like doing a really shitty job,
like
then
yeah.
you are scary, basically. Because there's a lot of supervisors that would just be like, oh, well, whatever. We don't really care how the job is getting done as long as it's getting done.
Yeah.
And if you're the one that like kind of calls it out and is like, hey, we could be doing better or you could be doing better, then that is
scary.
Intimidating to people. Even if you don't do it in a mean way, it can be a little scary.
And the second thing was you addressed work feeling like an adult at work, but what about in your personal life? Because I think that's also what Jeanette is trying to get at.
Oh, yeah, no, I am not an adult in my personal life at all. I feel like I'm way more of an adult at work than I am in my personal life. Yeah.
Well, then can you illustrate? Can you give me an example or multiple examples of how you're not an adult in your personal life?
I don't even have anything to compare it to. I don't even have like, oh, here's that one time I was sort of an adult.
But in a way, you're doing a comparison because you're what? Okay, I think this is better. This take it back. What are we comparing this to? To judge against like, oh, we're not adult enough because we're comparing it to X. Like,
if we compare it to like how we perceived our parents to be when we were children and they were adults, I don't feel like I'm anywhere near that level of having my act together.
I think it's more of a standard of independence. Like, how independent are you? Because when you come to look at it, like, look at teachers. You think of you when you had teachers, you thought of them. They just like went home and got into their pod until it was time for class, right?
Their pod.
Oh, yeah, no, that's right. Because do you remember how like exciting it would be when you were younger and you'd run into your teacher? Yeah. You'd be like, oh my god, I saw Mrs. or Mr. So and so, blah blah, and they talked to me, and you'd be so excited. And it's like, oh, they have a life outside of this. Mm-hmm. So into their pod. I like that.
Yeah. So essentially you come to find out as you're older that they are regular people and they were doing regular crap. And since they're teachers, they probably had a hard time paying their bills and, you know, all that other kind of stuff. And it's the same thing with our parents. We probably viewed it as a kid like, well, I ate, so what did I give a care? Like, we had a roof over our house. But I'm pretty sure if you had two kids looking at you going, hey, mom, hungry, you'd be doing exactly what your parents were doing.
All right. Yeah.
So I don't think our parents are a good way to, like, a good comparison. I really just think when people say adult, it's the level of independence you have. Like, do you have to depend on anyone for anything?
Okay. Yeah. Then I'm also not an adult based on that standard.
Oh, I would say then I'm the most adult person I could ever imagine. But I don't agree with that if you're going off of independence.
What else could possibly make you an adult?
See, I think my problem is I visually compare myself against other adults. Like, I don't show up to work. To bring this back around, I don't show up to work in a hoodie. But like, if you guys have listened, you know what I mean. Anyways, I don't show up to work like in a hoodie and sweatpants. But I'm always looking. Oh my god! No.
Wrong with that?
No, it's the weekend and we're podcasting. If you guys, Anne's wearing the hoodie. I didn't even say that. Like, I was looking right at you talking and didn't even do that. But I don't show up to like the workplace like that, right? But there's always somebody that's dressed more adult-like. Like, I equate this to, do you remember when you're in high school and I was a freshman? I remember this. I look up the seniors, especially the girls, and you'd be like, oh my god, they're ladies. They're so adult. Like,
yeah, full J. Crew.
They even looked more adult-like than like my own mother and father dressed. I remember that in my head. You know, your parents would dress like old people and they were grown-ups. And then I became a senior and I was like, I looked around me and I was like, what the? This is not what I saw as my 4 years in the future.
Did anyone catch Anne's little reference that dated her and let us know she's not from California?
What?
They were wearing J. Crew outfits. Our seniors were not wearing J. Crew outfits.
I went to a performing arts school. Everybody was gay and wearing like crazy weird shit.
Were they wearing J-gings?
No, because none of us are 13 right now. But,
But I thought you.
Wait a minute.
Anne and I are both going to call you out. I could have sworn when we were standing in the kitchen before we started this podcast, both of you guys were talking about jeggings and either wearing them or wanting to own them.
Yeah, no, I'm saying jeggings. Our seniors wouldn't be wearing jeggings.
Oh, but you did. Oh, so you're okay with looking 13?
Right, jeggings weren't a thing in like 2000.
No, I'm saying that exactly. Thank you. It's because they didn't exist when we were seniors.
Maybe Anne and I should just have our own podcast.
It would work. So I don't even remember what was being said.
What?
Laughing.
Again, it's like, what are you comparing yourself?
East Coast.
It's about what do you compare? And I went off on how visually, I think that's where I gauge the, like, who's more of an adult. Like, you could be completely immature, but if you dress the part, I'm going to judge the book and fall for it. And so I sometimes go, like, if I wear jeans on a certain day or, like, I'm like, oh, my God. Because then you see, like, the really grown-up people at my work, and I'm like...
Are you allowed to wear jeans to work?
Yeah, you can totally wear jeans to work. And, like, usually it's, like, wear dress shoes or whatever. But there's just certain days where I'm like, oh, God, like, do I need to... But going back, I do have people that have told me I'm scary. Oh, you scare me.
Scary?
Actually, that also comes to certain friends who are like, we feel like we can't confront you about certain things. And why I'm like, you're dumb. You can say anything to me.
You're dumb.
You're dumb.
Go ahead. I know that when they confront you in this room,
they're
going to
be met with a warm, receptive, listening ear.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm really open-minded, but you know what I think works in my favor? I was thinking this when you were talking, Amanda. If they're scared of me, they might think I'm an adult.
Right.
So I think it's only in my head I think I'm not an adult. Yeah. But I have everybody fooled. I might be checking my Facebook. I might be working on my website at work. But I look. Maybe I'm playing the part.
Sorry, I have to throw in. I do not think style of dress has anything to do with being an adult. So is Betty White a teenager because she's wearing sweats all day?
I can never look at her and think teenager.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The point is, it's just that is a personality thing that has nothing to do with it. If you were, you may have noticed the seniors who were dressed up, but you weren't paying attention to the other seniors that were doing grunge, leather, goth kids, all that kind of stuff that has nothing to do with dressing up. It's a personality thing.
It's also about a way that people carry themselves. Okay, like, if somebody is dressed in J. Crew or something that looks really adult and they're also just, like, presenting themselves in the world, like, I take myself seriously
and I'm an
adult.
I feel like then maybe, even if they're not really adult-like, the people that do dress up a little more, put a little more effort into that, I feel like they also will put a little bit into the
presentation
of how
they carry
themselves.
Right, the two tend to go hand in hand. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
absolutely, and they would probably be the people who do make more money.
Yeah.
Because they're playing that part.
Right.
But if you think about it, I guess there is a connection because you are basically saying people who dress more sophisticated and the root of that word being sophist and wisdom. So, yes, there is something to that.
I'm glad you're a dictionary. Yeah. Or is that a thesaurus?
I have this thing with my job where I deeply resent the dress code at my work. So I'm constantly following it, but also trying to be
edgy. Tell me what it is.
We basically we have to wear business attire every day, even though I work in a call center. I'm not interacting
with
the public.
Can you wear jeans?
No, we can wear jeans on Fridays, but I don't work on Fridays. So I don't even get to reap the benefits of that.
Have you ever thought about wearing jeans on Thursday because that's your Friday?
I have actually worn jeans and or like leggings. We're not supposed to wear leggings either. I've worn stuff and been asked to go home and change. So no,
you actually got asked to go home and
change? I did wear see-through leggings a couple times and my boss did tell me that she could see my
phone.
Could
you see your underwear? Yeah. You answered.
So that happened. But But there have been other times where I wore things like, I wore leggings one time and my butt was completely covered. I was wearing like a long thing and leggings and they still asked me to go home and change. So but now I follow the dress code, but I'll wear my Doc Martens just to be like, fuck you guys. I'm going to follow the dress code technically, but I'm going to put a little edge on it. And I have this like alternative weird haircut. So I feel like I'm kind of trying to like buck the system all the time. And that's maybe not that grown up. Even though I think I do a really good job at my job, which is why I feel secure in being like, I'm going to be a little edgy because I know I'm good at my job and fuck it all. Whatever.
Okay, again,
whoa,
but the two
sorry,
things.
Dropping
F-bombs.
I really
F-bombs. Do feel like...
Speaking of... Okay, I mean...
I should be having our own podcast at this point.
Okay, there's no,
you and
there's no parental warnings on this podcast. Okay.
One, even at Edison's call center, they let us wear jeans. And I used to be mad because I was like, I don't see customers. Yeah. I do not. I can take this call in sweats.
Yeah.
I
can explain why. The reason why they have that rule at my job, which is semi-legit, but it's because I work in the building that is the headquarters for all of Planned Parenthood Los Angeles. It's not just
legit.
The call center.
Yeah.
And we have political people coming in to visit. Always. We have people that come in and take tours of the building all the time. So they want us to look presentable. I get it. But usually schmancy people only come in for a tour maybe like twice a week. And if they just told us in advance, like a group is coming in tomorrow, a politician's coming in tomorrow, some sort of community leader is coming in tomorrow, a big donor is coming in tomorrow. If they told us a day in advance, we would just dress nice on that day. We don't need to dress nice every day just to be like...
That's legitimate though. No, if you are the head building, like if it's the main building for everyone
and we do have rich people coming in to like take a tour of our building and they're going to consider giving us a $500,000 donation or whatever. Like I sort of get it. But still, it's stupid.
Well, even then, because like at Edison, the main building where the CEO would be having his office, you cannot do anything outside of business casual.
Yeah.
Because that's the one building that's going to represent
right.
the professional level.
Right.
So I can understand that. Yeah. Secondly, what was I going to say? Jeanette? It was to her. Oh, no, that was to everyone. Are we equating being an adult with being mature? Because those are two different things, too.
Right. I think those are two totally different things. I think perceive of myself as being very mature, but not an adult at all.
I thought that they were the same thing. So explain. Do
Wait,
tell.
Can either of you define maturity, then? Like, what is maturity as opposed to adulthood?
I don't even know how to explain it because it seems so obvious to me. Like, maturity I'm gonna give it a shot, is how okay. you handle yourself, Hank.
Thanks yes, for talking down to me.
Well, if you were more of an adult.
I'm scared of you, Shireen.
I don't critique people on a professional level. That leaves everything else open.
So if you're friends with her, you're going to get critiqued.
I feel like maturity is, it is, yeah, I think it comes from the inside a little bit more. It's having a little bit of self-awareness, self-knowledge, learning from your past mistakes, thinking realistically about the world and your place in
okay,
it.
Well,
and then being an adult seems to me like that's more like sort of external circumstances. Like, do you have a good job? Do you make good money?
Okay.
Do you fully support yourself? Like you're saying, do you have to depend on anybody? Do you have, like,
I think making good money? How many adults out there do not make good money?
I don't know.
There's a poverty that's line. True. It is no, not only true. Children.
Right.
Okay,
maybe,
it.
Didn't you see that latest documentary?
Right,
yes.
Right thing. But basically, like, do you have a career that
career?
Works for you?
Do you think anybody working at Walmart thinks they have a career?
Kind of. Yes, the people that work there for 30
yeah,
years do have a career.
A
that is their career.
Career. It's a job. It's an income.
Okay.
They're just trying to put food in their kids' mouths.
Or men? Do you know any? No, not at all. I just giving a shout out to Walmart.
I can't. We don't agree
okay,
on
I mean, I think the problem here in this conversation is because we all have different ideas in our head of, like, what is maturity? What's adulthood? Like,
right.
I think I'm a very responsible person. Like, I will always figure out a way to pay my bills. I will always figure out a way to help my friends and my family. But what is going on over there?
Sorry, apologize.
Hot. Yeah, I'm not smelling it. So, yeah, I'm responsible. I think I'm fairly mature. But I think you were saying external is adulthood. I think I'm judging myself in the external, and there's certain times where I'm like, I look in the mirror and I'm like, I look like I'm 23 years old.
Right. There's well, yeah.
So I think that's what I do. And maybe I'm not going to cry about this in 20 years when everybody looks like they're 1,000 and I don't.
Right. 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 You're going to be stoked.
I'm going to be stoked. But I think right now there's times where I'm like, I wish I could walk in a room and somebody might look at me and be like, oh, you might be in charge. Not like... Is
not
that,
like, what are you doing here,
is
little
that
girl?
The PA or the coordinator? Oh, are you looking for your mom? And again, it's not that anybody's ever said that to me, but I just get this feeling.
Right. I feel like I am, I think maybe what I'm talking about is I think I am totally mature in that I feel like I approach the world in a way that is thoughtful and self-aware, and I've learned a lot from my life so far. But I don't think I'm an adult because I don't have a job that I want or that I take seriously. I'm still in school. My mom pays like a third of my rent every month because I'm a student and she wanted me to go back to school. And like,
that's awesome.
To me feels like I'm not an adult because.
Well, you know what though? I honestly think that there's not anybody on the, look, there might be a couple, but I argue that most people are not 100% adult. I think we're always on the like road towards being an adult or towards adulthood. And we might get a little more mature. Yes. No, but I don't think there's anybody that's ever 100% an adult.
As an adult, you have to change your standard.
Yeah,
I know. I don't think
do,
there's
yeah.
any. I think it's
maybe
what we
I don't
see
really
as an adult.
Know what an adult is.
No. No. Okay. Okay. Shireen, you can tell me what 100% adult is.
Yes.
Can an adult be immature?
Yes.
Then you're about to blow my mind because I want to hear this.
Okay. I'm gonna
wait. Wait. You guys.
Thank you.
I just.
Wait,
okay, hold on. I just want to put this out here. If anybody's listening to this podcast and you, I think we have Oprah 2.0 right here.
I'm losing my shit and I don't even know why. I have no investment in this. I have no investment in this conversation, but I am losing it for some reason. What?
I'm inspired by your passion.
Well, because I'm just like, yeah, at this point, because you cannot say, I don't think anyone becomes an adult. Then then who, if there's no 100%, what is the standard? It sounds like then an impossible standard that should not exist.
I agree.
Adult, at this point then, based on the conversation I'm hearing, I'm going to go ahead and say it, over 18, you are an adult, and maturity is what you guys are striving for. And I can agree with you where there's this idea of maturity, the standard of maturity that I don't think anybody fully, it's almost like self-actualization, it's nirvana, it is that thing we are all striving for and will never reach. Because yeah, I can come into the world and I'm self-aware, but to me I'm like, anybody, the minute you have a kid, you're just stuck at that age. That's the age you're stuck at. And there's some, I just was reading something about someone who said that the age you get married, that's when you stop growing. Or
it makes sense.
That makes
the age you become.
I party with my mom.
You don't feel like you've stopped growing since
No,
growing.
I think I actually matured a lot more.
I'm
and
saying
grown
I was
up
rude.
As being married.
And then there's also the one that it's the age you become an addict is when you stop
that
maturing
was
as well.
When I was 15, so.
So, okay, yeah, so. But maturity, I think, is what everybody's talking about now. Because adult, let's just call it 18.
Okay, well, yeah. Legally, at 18, everybody is an adult. In the
so, are we all agreeing? Well, so. I think I'm newly agreeing. Are we saying adulthood is just the legal?
I guess, term? Because other everything else, every other definition is completely subjective and doesn't really mean anything and varies.
So, then
from
maybe maturity.
Person,
and then, so can you yeah. agree, Mother Oprah, that maturity is something that we're always growing towards? I don't think anybody can
becoming
actually
a mature
be 100%
adult.
Mature.
Well, I think you can't be 100% mature because everything's going to be retrospect. It's not till your deathbed that you're going to look back and then be able to be like, should have did that. Oh, yeah, I would have did that differently. You know, because I think what you guys are talking about as far as being adults, it all comes with the experience of age and the many different things that are going to happen that you can now look and say, well, don't put your hand in the fire. Don't call your ex when you're drunk.
Yes, that is a good lesson.
You know, all these things we call maturity is just really experience. Again, sophisticated wisdom. Wisdom is experience. That's all it comes down to.
Yeah.
Well, I guess not
wisdom,
really. Some people.
Yes.
Some people will never. It'll never stick.
Because there are lots of things that you witness like 22-year-olds doing that you're like, okay, yeah, technically they're an adult in the eyes of the law, but I just never would do that now because I'm older and wiser and smarter and yeah.
All right,
I don't look at it most like 20 to 24-year-olds and think of them as adults. I really don't.
But then I know
there are some
21-year-olds
beyond their years. Yes.
I can't use adulthood, but they're probably more mature than I am. But I feel like they had certain things happen in their lives before I did.
Experience necessary to be mature.
Right.
So then, feel free to take that off. Why don't
face? I was suggesting this thing.
Who wants to share the irresponsible or immature things that happen at work? Because we know they happen.
Wait, I wasn't listening.
The irresponsible or immature things that take place at our workplaces.
Showing my thong one day, which was not cute.
Well,
can we get into the conversation of why are you wearing thongs? Just go commando.
I
don't understand. I really don't understand why women wear thongs.
I usually don't. I very rarely wear thongs, but I was wearing leggings that were like tight on my butt, and I wasn't.
So even more sense to be commando. There's zero panty line.
Yeah, that's true. But I really don't have the. I don't have the
line
balls to
or
go
panty
fully commando. You never know what's happening down south, and you know you just it's
don't
just
wear
better.
The pants again. Like don't wear them the next day.
I'm not ballsy enough to go commando. I wish that I was, but I'm not. Pun fully intended. Yeah. Okay,
well, so Amanda, clearly you are cool with wearing thongs and see-through leggings.
I was called out on that once and it didn't happen again. But
oh my,
I'm trying
once
to think of something else
once upon a time, well,
that has happened at work.
I'm an opinion.
You always do.
Rebelling against the dress code is part of the lack of maturity.
Yes, right? that is true. That is me being a rebel. It's kind of like high school where I'm just like,
well,
damn the man, I just want to.
And I think Anne knows this. We don't necessarily have dress codes, but I remember when I worked at Starbucks, our dress code, I know, I hate to say that. When I was at Starbucks, just keep laughing because I'm laughing too. When I worked at Starbucks, we had a dress code and you couldn't wear, I guess like, was it white tennis shoes? And I had these. Well, or they could, it had to be complete. They had to be 100% black. And so I had these shoes that were. Wait, can you say that? Go ahead, say that in the microphone.
Sorry, why would anybody wear white tennis shoes anyway?
Okay, let me.
Betty White wears them with their sweat.
That's true.
Okay, I'm sorry. Great. See, now this is just. Now this sounds all bad. I had black and white tennis shoes that were DC shoes.
Okay.
But literally, I was like, I had to have all black. Oh, but on purpose, I would in the morning get ready and wear things that I was not supposed to wear to work.
Right. Because you just.
To see how much I could push it. Mm-hmm. Or to be. But they would never really send me home. They would just be like, oh, tomorrow you probably shouldn't do that. And in my head, I was like, uh-huh. No, I'm going to do it again.
Bold.
But it's because I didn't like that job.
Right.
That's why I did it. Yeah. I think I had no respect.
Can I quick question.
Were you going to share? Wait, what?
Do you know all the drinks at Starbucks?
For the most part, yes.
What's really in that syrup?
Which syrup?
The mocha frappuccinos, that stuff that they put in there.
Oh, like if you're making a mocha. Are you talking about mocha?
Yeah.
Were you talking about a frappuccino or
frappuccino,
a
mocha?
Right? I didn't make this like mix. Oh. Like the frapp stuff would be. It would be the stuff that we'd have in these like plastic bins that we'd keep in the refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
And then like the mochas, the hot drinks, would just be like some kind of mocha mix that you'd pump out. Basically, it's all about pumps. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Got it.
I'm concocting the mixture at home. And I'm like,
yeah, no, I just would like pour things out, put them in. Yes, I was a barista, but I would always sneak to the back as much as I could. It was all about pumps.
What was in the back?
Oh, I would just do the cleaning because I don't like customer service
in the
retail environment. Because if people would be like, I'm so bad, and I'm sorry for the lactose intolerant, but if somebody would ask for like a soy drink and like it would get mismarked or like somebody would mess it up, I would just still write S on there for soy.
What if they died because of
you? Okay, I'm sorry. If you think you're going to die, you should not even go into a coffee establishment because there's a chance that something touched like
that
milk.
That is true, but wow.
I know that sounds really bad, but that's because I didn't like that job. So I had no respect for that job at all.
Right.
So you weren't mature.
Yeah, sure.
Would you have cared if you got fired? If you like actually got fired?
I think in some weird way I might have. Like, I think I also was secretly hoping to get fired from that job. It was just like, oh, I'm not gutsy enough to leave this yet because, you know, I'm waiting a couple more months so I go to LA. But I was like, no, I just wish I got fired.
Wait, can we talk about if any of us have ever been fired? That's totally a side topic, but I'm curious.
Sure. I did get fired from a job once. And here's this weird. I was working at a public access TV station in Petaluma.
Nice.
And I'd been there like 8 or 9 months, and I walk in one day and I start my job for like a couple hours, and my boss calls me in the office and she's like, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm like, oh, okay. Can you tell me why? Oh, no. I mean, it's just not really working out. So just finish up your day. At that point, I'm like, why am I going to finish up my day?
Why finish up the day?
But so I had to like awkwardly spend the rest of the couple hours like pretending to finish up my day. You move forward a couple months and I'm getting like emails and calls from the rest of the staff there. Like the board, of the whatever, the city board. I don't know quite how that worked, but the board fired her because she was doing something funky with the money.
Oh.
So I remember it did really bum me out because I was like, why did I get fired and why didn't you tell me? Like, what did I do wrong? Yeah. She gave me no reasoning, and they actually like reached out to me to like kind of give like a written deposition that they could present of like, here's some of the shitty stuff she did. Of course, you know where my mom went with this thing? So my mom assumed she was a lesbian, and this is right. So, and I thought she might be too, and I usually think everybody's straight because she actually showed up as an extra on this music video that I made at the Black Cat, which is a lesbian bar that was for a lesbian band. And she like was like, oh, this is really cool. And she's like, she's actually shows up in the background, like laughing with some of the background. So she showed up to this. And so I'm like, she might really be gay. And my mom goes, no joke, I show up at home and it's like dinner time. I'm like, oh my God, I got fired. And she's like, what the fuck? She probably fired you because you wouldn't hook up with her or something. I was like, what?
Had she ever hit on you?
Or no, my mom was just like, nope. Oh. You probably turned her down. I was like, no, what? That never even happened. But like, nope. I was like, okay, mom, your story's fine. I'll just tell myself that story for a while until I figure out what happened.
Let's just assume that it was sexual harassment.
So, yeah, I got fired. I don't ever know why, but my boss is a little creepy.
Wow.
I haven't been fired. I don't think so.
Yeah, and I just...
Me neither. Boring. How are you the only one
that's knock on wood, because I do enjoy the streak.
Yeah.
I do fear being fired every time. Anytime any supervisor anywhere says, can I talk to you or we need to talk, I assume I'm being fired.
You do? Because you have some sort of guilty conscience?
No.
Or just because those words?
I mean, I guess I'm like, oh, well, I did take one too many breaks. Or,
right.
Oh, man. Like, I just...
People are scared of me.
Exactly. Yeah.
What is this? Okay, come on. You guys, I know we have some really immature stories that we could share. No, I mean, but at work. I mean, okay, working in film.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times there's been we've been hungover at work, how we've gotten off of work and we went and drank at the bar all night and then slept for 2 hours, how we went to the back of the art truck and chugged champagne.
Love those moments.
How we went to the 99-cent store and bought gifts for each other. Thank you, production.
Like, it's really nice.
But the thing is, you're spending 14, 16, 18 hours today together every day. You're not getting paid that much. You're not getting overtime. No. So
but see, that's a different situation because the shows that you and I worked on, you're kind of my boss.
And did I act like a boss?
No, not at all.
But not to you.
Yeah, moments though, I did respect you as a boss, not a friend.
Occasionally,
okay.
I respected you.
Well, I mean, I had to put that.
Could you tell me what moments those were?
When you were going to tell me my paychecks are ready.
Oh, but not the moments when, like, I had your husband jump out of a box on my bed in the hotel room?
No, that was really nice and sweet. In AC/DC underwear.
Yeah, that also had an opening.
An open flap. So,
so my sister was standing there and taking pictures, what like,
that?
Really fast.
No.
Oh, yeah. So my sister has, like, probably, like, 200 pictures. She took really fast, like, snaps. And she sent me a couple where you can see things.
Oh,
yeah, but it was like his dog would fly out and then he'd push it back in. But of course, my sister's camera got it. This is the kind of stuff that happened during work. But that's our thing's different because work was 24 hours for us.
Okay, I think I need to explain why I'm probably gonna have to stop talking soon. How do I? Oh,
you have
okay.
a concert tomorrow and you're saving your voice?
No.
I would die.
No, basically,
and
I remember
then she
once.
Married us.
I was, like, with my siblings, and they were like, yeah, let's go out to drink. And then someone's like, Shireen's coming. And my brother's like, oh, what? Or no, it wasn't that Shireen's coming. It was, like, Shireen's staying sober. And it was like, oh, what? Don't come if you're going to be sober. So I am known as the buzzkill.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't really.
You're a grown up?
It's not that I'm a grown up. I just have a stick up my ass a lot of times, and I don't have this kind of fun. Like, you're telling me the story, and if somebody starts showing me their dog, I'm like, what the fuck? How is that funny?
No, he didn't do it intentionally, because he was jumping.
He
jumped out of a box we wrapped, like, a present. And when
he was jumping around in his underwear means some non-adult things were happening.
No, I get that. But, the retelling of the story, I don't even know. I'd be like, there wasn't much more to see it coming in and out, because I'm like, I'm out the room. Here's a towel. Be decent.
I've been out in public with you plenty of times where I've been drinking a lot more than you, and it's never been an issue, and I've always had a blast. So, I mean, what do you just haven't had more insane situations? What are you saying exactly?
Amongst your family members that you're the buzzkill?
Well, yeah, because they're not my favorite types of drunks.
Wait, are you the oldest sibling?
Everybody thinks I'm the oldest because I'm the one sitting there not smiling because they're like doing shit that I don't approve of.
Right.
My sister even says, like, you have your judgy eyes
on.
And I'm like, because you're sitting there fucking screaming and calling people inappropriate names and that shit. Ah! So I'm just like angry all night. I've calmed down somewhat. But yeah, typically the way I have a good time is not the way they do. Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. See, that's a good question. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like right now I feel like a buzzkill, but I'm PMSing.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know if that's huge. I love how I grabbed my boob to demonstrate the pain I'm feeling. Like, I'm PMSing. Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to ask me in like 3 days.
All right. Then what I'm gathering is that, who feels like an adult then? Are we all adults? Do we say that? I'm 18 years old, so I'm an adult.
I'm having a life crisis now having to, like, think it through. Like, what does this mean? Am I a buzzkill? Do I?
Does being a buzzkill also make you an adult?
Oh, yeah.
I think most people would put the two.
She's doing some patty caking. I'm not quite sure, but Shireen's doing some sign language over here.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I think from this group, we're legally adults, and I think all of us are mature when we have to be. Like, I feel like I could count on you guys if I asked you to do something, or, you know, if I lent you something and you broke it.
The airport, I could give it to you.
Oh, it's a good thing.
Like,
she said, if you need a ride to the airport, I can give that to you. And I. All right, Jordan Knight.
Oh my god, I did a dance routine with my ex-girlfriend to that in high school in the gym. and we wore Adidas, like, you know those Adidas,
pants that rip off of the side?
Yes. And then we wanted something color coordinated, so we went to, like, Target and bought that, like, colored first aid tape and wrapped it around our arms.
Oh my god.
Okay, can you tell me what you're going to say?
Well, first I have to say, if you'd like to pick up people from the airport, can we introduce you to our friend Casey?
Oh, God. Why, she flies?
Great story. No, it's a guy. It's a dude, and it's funny. We'll tell you the story later. Secondly, I would say that I am an adult. I'm just fucking it up right now. That's all.
You think you're... Do you really think you're fucking it up? I think you're doing a great job.
No, yeah. Well, as far as the independence thing, like...
Why do you choose that to gauge it against independence?
Because that's, even if you go, like, scientific, it's the difference between needing your mom around and not needing your mom around.
Okay, I have friends that can't be single. Does that mean they're not adults?
That's okay, stunted growth, point. So more of an immature, because it's codependency.
Depending on a parent versus depending on a romantic partner or your friends.
But is the romantic partner, like... cleaning? No, yeah, I don't know. I guess, well, mine's a financial. Well, no, even on an emotional level. Again, PMSing, so I don't know.
I don't think this
podcast would be totally different 3 days from now.
I think, oh my, we should do an experiment where we pick the same subject, and while everybody's PMSing, we have the conversation, and then when everybody's off it.
Mine.
Oh,
what
so.
My menstrual cycle to my damn self.
Oh, really?
I'm in the clear, guys.
Oh. No, I'm at the end.
See, is not telling people about your menstrual cycle maturity
that
or not?
That means I'm a grown-up, yeah.
Oh, I would never really talk about it, but it's you guys. Okay, here's the thing. If I was on it, I probably would lie, but I'm really not, so I'm saying I'm not.
Do you lie about having your period?
I don't, who would I don't. That's weird. I don't
it's
talk.
Really strange.
Who talks to anybody about that?
I tell everyone. About
every person
that's going
in the
on
world.
I know. I tell...
I'm like, hey, you should know. I'm gonna do you a favor.
Yeah, because also what happens is, like, I also like to tell. This is what I do at work. So that, I mean, this is why I am.
What you mean on the days when
work.
You wear white sweatpants?
No, when I'm at work, I tend to tell some people, oh, you know, I'm on my menzies, because just in case I leak, and there's a spot, they can look out for me. Yeah, so like I know, like, and so it's like a well advanced notice. Like I spotted.
And do you say menses or do you say L's peers? Or
I do both. I do both.
I have to tell people because I cramp so bad, so they'll be like, "What's wrong?" And I'm like, "I'm dying." So.
Okay, I get that. If it hurt me a lot, but no, it's not really a problem.
The cramps.
No, it's not like one of yes, you guys. Now we've literally grossed everybody out.
Yeah, sorry.
Podcast, separate podcasts about
no, that's gross. I will not be on that one.
Okay.
Though I do remember when I think of that, I think of this girl in seventh grade who wore white sweatpants. And we all know how that story ended. And of course, everybody was jerks, so they just laughed, and I didn't know what to do, so nobody said anything.
See, that's so mean.
Would you have said something?
Oh, yeah.
Then, really? In seventh grade, would you have said something?
I totally would have.
See, now I would, and that's how I know I'm mature.
You know, I might have just lied. Maybe I wouldn't have said anything, but I like to think I would have.
I never tell anybody anything. I would not have laughed at her. That is terrible.
Oh, no, I didn't.
I
just,
like,
sat there being like...
If somebody has spinach in their teeth or, like, a booger or whatever, it makes me so uncomfortable. I never tell people anything like that. So if I saw a girl with blood on her pants or whatever, even now, I probably wouldn't tell anybody.
Oh, my God. So we could never go... I'm never going out to eat with you again.
You, if you're afraid
and
of
you
leakage,
got me to go to
go with me,
and that girl
and,
got
or
me
eating a salad.
That girl got me to go to the Sizzlers with her.
That is true. We did go to
we went to Sizzler.
Yeah, I have not been that full in probably.
Well, you know, it was
years.
One of those typical days where we got together. You just go on a hike for a couple hours, and then we decided to get one beer, which turned into two beers, five beers.
And there is a Sizzler down the street from my house that I've been wanting to go since I moved in, and nobody will go with me. And Jeanette was kind enough to go with me.
I also need to eat to soak up all that alcohol.
Can you imagine if just JP and I went to Sizzler?
A Sizzler?
Yeah, it was awesome. Well, the salad bar was awesome. The burger was questionable. But the salad bar was rad. I ate way too much.
And I went when I was little. I didn't realize they had beer there.
Yeah, they had beer. But I couldn't even finish my beer. That was like the seventh beer of the day, and I was pigging out.
Hey, you guys, if you do math, it went from 5 to 7. Where did she have that six?
It was a lot of beers and a lot of food. Yeah.
Did you guys get in a time machine to get there? I just...
I didn't realize.
It did feel, once we were in there, it felt very nostalgic. Was I felt it like I was being brought back to the 90s.
An Arby's?
God, I love Arby's. Oh my God, my sister and her ex-boyfriend or went to Arby's.
Or a Wiener Schnitzel. I mean, these are all restaurants I think still exist, but should not.
For the, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, P.S. I think, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I would, in junior high, if I would have told people about their stuff, but I tell people all the time, like, I tuck in tags and I'll tell you, like, you have lipstick on your teeth, but I'll do like a whole, like, you have a little something. And I'll tell them about boogers.
I'm subtle about it. I think that's the way to do it. I just don't, I'm just
I won't announce it to a group, but I still tell them.
I get that. Sometimes I'll feel okay. So, anyways, you guys, because we could go on for more. Thank you guys for being here today.
Thanks so much.
I have a child-sized bladder, and I
yeah, it's bathroom break. But you know what? For what we're talking about right now, what have you learned?
I've learned that I think all we can define adult as is, are you over 18?
Oh, you know what? I think I would. I think, and this is something, because I remember, like, I used to call, when I turned 29, I was calling myself pre-30, because I was like, one of the things about getting older is not giving a fuck, all right? And someone at 40 was like, oh, 40 is even better. You really stop caring. So I really do think this whole, like, being influenced by the opinions of others is lessens as you, like, I think that's a sign of maturity in adulthood.
There's a certain security in your life in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, then I feel like an adult.
Me too.
Okay. Yay.
I'm getting there.
Thank you.
I'm turning 30 next month. So
oh, okay. So, yeah, you get there. It's going to be like, literally overnight. It actually starts. No, I opened my chest. It was like a yoga move, like to get my breathing going.
Right. I'm also legitimately about to pee in my pants, which is not a very adult thing to do.
The last thing I'm going to say about, I know for a fact I'm an adult, I like to tell people about my ailments.
Right.
I'm like,
How your hip, no, you broke you a hip old. The other day?
Hey, Betty White.
Pretty much. Does that mean I get to wear sweatsuits all the time? Perfect.